It's time for the Pestrogen Podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace.
Hello, all my pretty pesties everywhere. Welcome back to another episode of the Pestrogen Podcast. I am your co-host, Candace. Alongside with me, as always, is Jenny with the beautiful blue background again. How you doing, girl? Hi. How was your week? Second week at Trio now.
It was good, and it's so incredibly fitting for the topic of tonight. Tis the season, darling.
It is the season.
It is. We are sweaty. We got that swamp ass going, the swamp tit going.
The humidity.
The humidity, yep. That's how it's going. But my week went pretty good. Kind of eventful here or there, but how was your week? How are you doing?
My week was pretty normal. I had to switch up 2 days for my head starts. I usually do like my ones in town on the third Tuesday, and then my ones out of town where I have to drive like 200 miles there and back on Thursday, but that would have made it today, so that would have made it all this time, because as everybody can see who's watching, I am not at home. I am up in Portland, Oregon right now. I have to pick up my kiddo from the airport here in, well, about 6 hours or so. So that would have been a long fucking drive today. So Brandon said absolutely not, yeah. So I just switched him up. That was about my only craziness this week. We had the crazy calls from everywhere with, I got a hive, I got a hive, I got a hive. So Brandon was in and out of his bee suit about 4 times in one day. I think it was on Monday. Yeah, because I was still in town. So yeah, it was on Monday. It was crazy.
That's awesome. Not yesterday, but was that yesterday? I don't know. One of these days, I forgot I'm a midget, and I drove all the way out to this service on a second story wasp nest. And they hadn't given me a long enough pole yet.
Oh no.
So then the client's like, I got a ladder. And I'm like, you know, it was bald face hornet. So,
of course it was.
Of course. And I don't have a bee suit yet.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So I had I would say that's like an 8 foot pole. And a ladder. So I didn't do it. I didn't.
Yeah, I don't blame you at all.
Yeah, ugh. I was looking at the nest and I was like, is it worth it? No.
Yeah, I actually got a request through my website to take down a yellow jacket hive, which I'm guessing it wasn't, 30 feet up into a tree. I was like, no. Absolutely not. I'm like, you need somebody with a boom lift, and I don't have one. Nor am I renting one. No.
Right. Yep.
Because, yeah, I'm sure 30 feet up in a tree is not yellow jackets, just off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's probably not this one. Yep. So they have the Merciful has a bee suit on order for me, and then Sweet Dale gave me one of his retired poles that are longer, so for my shortness.
Yeah. So,
yes.
Yeah, we have two different size poles. We have a 12-foot pole, and then it's either 32 or 34-foot pole. They both come in handy. The 12-foot gets used way more. Yeah. But yeah, the other one does come in handy because we do a lot of 2-story and a 3-story apartment complex. So you kind of need all that extra height.
Yes, I love it.
But oh, yeah.
It is the season for the stinging insects. And I don't know about... Do you have cicada killers?
Mm-mm. What? There might be some in Oregon. I don't know, but I know we don't have them on the coast.
Okay, well, we're getting mad calls for those because it's only my second week here in this region, and I've done 3 services alone, and they're crazy active, like coming.
Is it just like the same wave as everything or every other stinging insect?
Kind of, but like
spray right dust now, and hope.
Yeah, well, with these, they burrow in the ground, and so I'll dust into their little burrows and then do a broadcast over the area. So with the Big O last year, I had to do stuff like that. But one of those was questionable because it was a volleyball court. Mm. I was like, because the cicada killers are really like sand. Is yeah. what I'm gathering. That's not even a textbook answer. It's just what I've encountered. Mm-hmm. but yeah.
Hey man, I don't know. Sometimes the experience of a tech is way better than a textbook.
Right. Yeah.
I think much. That's why I was able to pass my tests as quickly as I did, even though I did fail them too, is because I had Brandon giving me experience on the job and telling me things. And then before I took my last, Gen Pest one, I was asking Jack a bunch of questions. I'm like, oh, what's this? What's that? Da-da-da-da-da. And he's just rambling it off to me. And like, one of those questions actually came back up. And I'm like, fuck yeah, I know this now.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Barely passed it, but I fucking passed it.
Yeah, that's what's up. And those cicada killers are huge, too. I don't know if you've ever seen one.
I've seen pictures of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not scary because they don't. I don't know. I've never been, like, you know, they're not crazy aggressive from what I've noticed, but they're just big.
Yeah.
They're pretty.
They're just creepy because they're big.
Yeah, pretty much. And, like, today, the one I serviced was in near a children's playground. So, like, that's why.
Understandable.
Called. Makes sense. Yeah, makes sense. Kids are running around. Crap.
So. Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I get to have a technically an early weekend. I was off work today at like 11-ish. And then I don't work tomorrow because I have to drive back home. So Brandon and Jude are working tomorrow, taking my normal ones that I do on this Friday, which they're all super great people. It's a beautiful drive to like 2 different 100-acre farm/ranches. So it's really fun. So they're going to be excited. I told one of the ladies that it was Brandon and Jude coming because it's usually me or me and one of the kids.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I'm so excited. I haven't seen them two in forever. Well, they'll be there. Aww. Yeah.
That's cute.
And then, one of them has a dog that looks just like Honey. So, like, I took Jude with me last time I went and he was just like in heaven. He's like, oh my God, it's Honey. I'm like, well, it's not, but yeah, I see it. Yes, she looks just like her. It's great. And she's such a sweetheart. She just follows you around. The bad part is when you're leaving, she'll just like sit there and stare at you all sad puppy-eyed. And you're like, I'm sorry. I gotta go. It's really sad. It's so sad. I'm like, I know. I'm like, I'll stay here forever.
That's so cute. Aw. And, you know... Doing this thing with Trio now, I am super stoked that I am doing residential again. I didn't realize how much I missed that and loved that. They still, Merciful and the Overlord, still make sure I get my taste of commercial, which I enjoy and stuff. But really getting that connection with the clients has been so much fun. Yesterday, in the morning time, I serviced a house. Nobody answered the door or anything, called. Nobody answered. So I texted. And then I just pulled out one of my old things I used to do. I took a selfie at their mailbox and I sent it in that text and said, like, hey, I just completed whatever. And the guy goes, oh, thanks. You know, that's my son's house. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Then a couple hours later, I show up to this McMansion. It's like 2 mansions with a bridge to it, each other. It was crazy. But a guy comes out and greets me and goes, hey, you were at my son's house this morning. I was like, whoa.
50.
No way. That's cool. So, yeah, right. So I did the whole service. he signed, and then I took one of the wasp nests that I knocked down, and I did a selfie in front of his mailbox with the wasp nest and sent it to him. And he's like, ah. So that was fun.
That's awesome.
I love it.
That's cool. I got to move one of my clients from monthly to every other month because she has gone 3, I think maybe 4, but I know at least 3 months with no rodent activity. That's why she originally called us. Mice were running across her disabled husband. Just willy-nilly just doing their thing. So we had, you know, some captures inside. We had some captures outside, you know. And then, yeah, we've gone 3 or 4 months now with nothing inside, nothing in the crawl space, not even any feeding outside. So I asked her if she wanted to move to every other month, you know. And told her, you know, if something pops off and goes crazy again and we need to be there monthly, we can always change it back. And she's like, yeah, that'll be great. Sweet. Because I hate doing monthly like that because it's like I get there and there's no activity from rodents. There's like no spider webbing. So it's like I feel like I'm almost ripping these people off that they're paying me to do this work. And I'm there and in and out in like 10 minutes because there's nothing to do. Besides check two stations, check a crawl space. And as I'm doing that, I'm checking for webbing. And then I spray. And then I'm gone. And I'm like... So at least, you know, it'll like make me feel like I'm earning what she's paying me.
Right. The only place that I really think has to be monthly is like restaurants. Because high pest pressure, you know. A lot can happen in a month when food is involved.
Oh, yeah. We have majority of our residentials every other month. There are some that we do monthly just for reasons like that. And a lot of it is like our apartment complexes because shit can happen real fast when you have all these people living in a building. It can happen. So it's like even our duplexes and stuff, you know, one person gets something, crosses over to the other one, and you're 2 months behind it. Oh, shit.
Yep. It can happen. Yep.
Yeah.
Speaking of season and being too busy to mind your gas tank, I had to take the good old cheese dad overlord some gas because he ran out of gas. Poor guy. he sat in that heat for a while.
I know, and yeah, because he had no gas, so he couldn't have any AC. Ooh.
Nope.
Was he at least pulled over in shade?
Nope. It was, I don't know if you saw the cute selfies I took by cornfields.
Yes.
That's where I found him. Yeah, that's where I found him.
Poor guy.
Stuck out in the corn.
Jeez. Oh, man. That's crazy. I know. Yeah, I remember him saying something about that the gas gauge doesn't work.
Yeah. And that's funny because I was riding with Dale and we had a little over a quarter tank. And he's like, you better find a gas station on our way back to the office because you're going to need to fill up. And I'm just like, bro, you got a little over a quarter tank. We're fine. And we got caught up into talking. And I totally forgot. And we almost ran out of gas. I was like, dang, these vehicles eat up gas, man.
Yeah, they put it away before you realize it sometimes.
Yeah. Not good. Not good.
Okay, so as we have said, but we'll officially announce it, this episode is Tis the Season, because it is season in the Northern Hemisphere. Southern Hemisphere, you guys are going back into dormant. you had your season already. Now it's our turn. So it's okay. It'll be your season here soon, though. It's okay. So we were just asking people for season stories, you know? The crazy shit that happens to you, the silly, the, you know, whatever. Even what you do to unwind after season. I know a lot of people take vacations. They'll plan a whole family vacation for like September or October, which I think is great. Because, man, after it, sometimes you need that. You just, that's literally what we're always talking about with the burnout, is like towards mid to end of August, you can start seeing it in a lot of people, is the burnout. They're just done because it's constant. Go, 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 right. go. And you just need to unwind sometimes. I don't know if I got any, like, this is what I do to unwind afterwards, but that's okay. A lot of people will just do the same of take a vacation, even if it's a staycation, just not working for like a week and just relax because, man, we freaking deserve it sometimes.
Right.
But for sure. I got a message from Alex Shelby, I think it was earlier this week or it might have been the end of last week. He took down like, I think it was like 3 or 5 hives all in like a, it was 3 hives in a 5-mile radius for 3 different people, just one right after the other. He said he just lived in his bee suit all day because they weren't just like, oh, you know, boop, it's down, it's gone. They were like major hives. He did send me a few pictures. I can send them to you if you would like to add them to the recording.
Yeah,
he did send me a couple. And then he did send me a story as well. There he is. He says, Yellow jackets going into a soffit gap on a 2-story house. Got my long extension ladder and stuck my face up in there to see if I can see the nest and saw the entire underside of it through the gaps in the tongue and groove siding. So I hit it with my Versa duster, but I didn't think I got the dust in the main nest, just the entry. I was hoping I didn't have to because it was that day when it was 100 degrees, so I knew it was going to be 140 plus in the attic. So I took my suit off just to inspect the attic to see if I could see the nest. Get up there, and I see this beach ball-sized perfect sphere of a nest, and I hear all of the buzzing like it was right next to me. That's really loud, like I can hear it in my skull, I think. Turn my head just over my shoulder, and there's another almost equal-sized nest just over my right shoulder hanging from the ceiling truss, and it was covered with yellow jackets. I got my suit and treated both nests and pointed out to the customer, or to my customer, that there appears to be a large puddle of urine on the floor right by my ladder. Maybe the dog marked it? Who knows? Pretty sure it wasn't the dog, Alec.
That's great. That's awesome.
I couldn't imagine, like, just like, you know, oh, what's that noise? And then just, like, right there. Oh, especially yellow jackets. Oh, yellow jackets are my enemy. Like, bald-faced hornets, too. But I see yellow jackets more than bald-faced hornets here.
So same.
I don't know if it's just, like, a normal thing, but, oh, my God, them things are freaking mean. Like, paper wasps, whatever. They're all retarded, I swear to God.
They
you're
are.
Just like, you're like, hello?
Yep. Yep.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not... Oh, go ahead.
No. Yeah. I was taking down a paper wasp nest today in front of a client, and they were like, oh no, they're gonna get us. And I'm like, they're so dumb. No, they're not. I'm gonna knock it down. They're gonna.
Yep. Keep landing right back where I sprayed.
Yep.
Walk on it, my pretties. That's what I always tell them. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Yep. Go ahead. Land right there. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Now you're stupid.
Exactly. But yes. Oh, and speaking of season, Alec, wasn't he the one who commented about the suspenders?
He did. Yes. He said he has to get him some suspenders.
I kept trying to respond today, and I every time something happened. But yes, my cheese dad has the same exact brand that I do. They're adjustable. So
nice.
Yes, I'll have to send him that link because I like those. They're really nice.
Yeah, they don't look like typical suspenders. Like, to me, they almost look like a canvas, like, harness, almost. That's what it made me think of. I was like, are they suspenders?
Yeah. The front is the canvas or whatever, but the back is the stretchy stuff.
Oh, okay.
The elastic or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep. So that it's nice because then when you bend over, that stretches but also keeps your pants up.
Yeah.
And then the canvas thing, I'll like stick my pen on it. I'll stick the clip to my flashlight on it and stuff, which is nice. But
nice. Yeah, you'll have to send him a link to those. Yeah, he's like, maybe I should start wearing suspenders.
Yes. I like, I've always wanted to, and now that I have the freedom to, like, do little things like that, I'm sure if I did something absolutely outrageous or stupid, Bill would be like, Jim, take that shit off.
Yeah, like what, don't come to work looking like the Blue Man Group.
Right.
Maybe for Halloween. Maybe. Bill, right, what do you think? Maybe. Like, you can have everybody. Yeah. You guys literally would be the Blue Man Group.
Exactly. Yeah. But we did also have a Jack Starry gave us a good story. So he said, when I was working for the second largest school system in the country, I went to the school that my sister worked as a register for. It's an elementary school, and the way the building was designed, it had two interior courtyards, so they didn't have to worry about the kids running off. One of these courtyards had a greenhouse in it and a few small raised beds just outside of it. The kids grew flowers and vegetables, and they had a few bird feeders out there, out near where the raised beds. It was a small wood frame greenhouse with thick, clear poly plastic as the walls and roof. Someone left a big bulk bag of bird seed sitting on the ground inside the greenhouse. It was attracting mice. Lots and lots of mice.
Oh, yeah.
When I got to the school, I walked into the office and greeted my sister. She got up from her desk to take me to the greenhouse to show me. As soon as I stepped out of the door into the courtyard, I could see the mice running up and down the wood frame of the greenhouse. Lots of mice. My sister is very squeamish. I could hear her groaning as she walked behind me toward the greenhouse. She stopped about 20 feet away, not wanting to get any closer. I opened the door and walked in, closing it behind me. I kicked the bag of seed. About 30 mice came running out of the bag. And that's not including the ones that were already out and running all over the wood frame in the greenhouse. I could hear Melissa squealing in disgust and horror. The mice were running across my feet and up my leg. I started stomping, killing numerous mice. I ended up putting a bait box in the greenhouse. At the time, according to the label for contract block, baiters had to be within 50 feet of a structure. And technically, we were within the structure, and the courtyard wasn't that big. It may have been 50 to 60 feet across, and I was dead center. I came back daily for a week, and the bait would be cleaned out and completely the first few nights. I assured that all the door sweeps going into the building from the courtyard were solid and secure, so no mice managed to get into the building once I started disrupting things. By the end of the week, the bait was virtually untouched. I did weekly follow-ups for the next 2 weeks. With strict instructions to keep the bird seed out of the greenhouse in a sealed Rubbermaid container somewhere inside the building. I still laugh when I think about my sister standing in the courtyard behind me doing the yucky dance and making all sorts of noises as I was completely enjoying the flood of mice running all over the place. I love that.
I love
the
that.
The yucky dance.
I could see that. I too would probably use Jack as a shield. I'd be walking behind him just like, because... Okay, I can kill mice. Well, hell, you saw the picture of me. I had to kill one with a stick the other day.
Right. Yeah.
Improvise. Forgot my big knife. I forgot my pocket knife. I wasn't going to stomp it inside of the bait station because I wasn't trying to put a rod through my foot.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyways, it happened. It worked. Creative. Yeah. I got him mostly killed with the stick because it just happened to have a pointy end on it. I was like, hell yeah. And then, yeah, so I was like holding him down with the stick and then picked him up by the tail. So he was pretty stunned, put him on a nice flat paver and then stomped him just to make sure he was done. No suffering.
That's
none.
There you go. Good.
But that's great. Yeah, it made me think of that when he was talking about killing mice and then stomping. I was like, oh yeah, I did that. Because, it was last Friday, so it was right after we recorded last week. So I was like, oh man, I didn't get to tell that story. I forgot.
Oh shit. Yes.
But I would totally use Jack as a freaking shield. Like, you can get them all on you, because I would still freak out over that. Oh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with his height alone, he's a good shield for anything.
Right?
Save us, Jack.
Right. The other thing that story reminded me of is I have a client that has a woodshed. Now, it's not sealed up. She knows it. She's got a bunch of semi-feral cats. But she has her wood in it. She also has deer feed in it, that they were just throwing the bags in there. Well, the rodents finally found the deer feed. So, and she, like I said, she knows the thing's not sealed up. It's, she's not blaming it on us. But she went and got, a heavy duty, at a freaking warehouse plastic tote for it. I mean, this thing's probably like 4 inches thick on each side. And I'm like, hell yeah, that'll work.
Right?
And so we're still killing rodents out of there because, it's still, there's food stashes of it, in the wood and whatever. But the cats are helping. And we only use snap traps in there because, the cats. But they're, in tunnels or in stations, they're not just out and about because, the cats. Right. I think she would be pretty upset with me if I hurt one of her cats.
Yeah, I bet.
And I don't want her mad at me, because she's a very nice lady, and she gives me lots of work.
There you go.
Okay, after bugging the council, I did get a story from Russell. He literally pulled over. He had an hour drive home. And I'm like, oh, perfect, because we record in about 2 hours. And he was like, oh, well, I'll pull over and give it to you now. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, go home. It's fine. And he was like, too late. So then he sent
it
to me.
That's too sweet.
I know. He's such a good guy. I love you, Russell.
Yeah, he is. We do. We love you.
All right. He goes, all right, here we is. I'm sure everybody will have great stories about swamp ass and boob sweat, so I'm going to hit with advice. For Tex, humidititties. For Tex, drink your body weight in water. Do not chug Gatorade. Do not drink anything ice cold. For managers, provide your Tex with their body weight in water. Ensure they do not chug Gatorade. Be encouraging, not demanding. When I was a branch manager, I would spend a lot of my days driving between techs. I had about 24 of them all over Houston to deliver waters, Gatorades, and PB&J sandwiches. Offer them a little break to eat and hydrate while I started the service for them. Pickles and pickle juice, too, were favorites of my guys in the dastardly heat. Now, you guys got to remember, he's in Houston. So, I mean, that's some heat. Right. I bought an ice machine for them to use to fill their coolers with for free. Would constantly stock waters, pickles, trail mixes, and some Gatorades or Powerades. At the end of every month, I threw a barbecue for them. Not anything fancy. It doesn't have to be extravagant or expensive, and not everyone will show up. Do it at the end of the day and tell them to bring their families. You'd be surprised at some of the friendships I got to watch get built that way, and some of the conversations I heard. Even if you can't afford all of that, make sure you do something for them. Pedialyte drink packs for them to add to their water, small salty snacks to keep them retaining water, pickles to help with the summertime cramping. Just don't tell them you appreciate them, show them. Lastly, for everyone, you need to unwind and blow out the steam. If you don't, your family will get hit with it. Me, I like to relax in my chair with my dog and watch one episode of Family Guy. It lets my mind unwind, and I bring none of my stress or frustration to my family. If it's hard to get that alone time, I fully get kids mobbing you, a partner needing help with something. Find a way to relax and breathe before you enter the door. If you're frustrated with your office, mad at your manager, upset with the bad interaction with the client, you need to give that up to the universe before you give it to your family. Last piece of advice, never piss into the wind. Always urinate leeward. You'll thank me. Much love, peace, and success. Stay safe out there. I love him.
Aww, me too.
So I did get a kind of an unwind thing, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
No, that's really good. Like, I love that he, yeah, it wasn't just a story. It was like, hey, these are the things that you really should do to help yourself. Like, I have my water right here that has the Propel water pouch mixture in it. That's why it's kind of cloudy looking. Because water's water. You get sick of drinking it sometimes. But if you can flavor it, it just makes it where you actually want to drink it, not coffee and energy drinks and other bullshit when you really need to be having that water. And yes, I know coffee and water and whatever, but you got the sugar and all that other stuff. You're not helping yourself. And I always try to keep some sort of a snack in my car.
Yes. I need to carry more salty snacks and probably those Propel packs. I really love those. But I remember in one of our chats, Paula was like, yeah, because you showed a picture of the Propel packs. Mm-hmm. But Paula is really big on getting on people about drinking their water. So, mm-hmm. And none other than a Tony Spangler tumbler to drink some cold water. But like Russell said, on a really, really hot day, maybe not too ice cold, but... You know, I drink.
Yeah, it can make you feel like way worse if it's too ice cold. And
yeah, for sure. But yeah, Tony Spangler Tumblr at spangler.com.
Go get one.
Go get one. Yeah, that's right. Oh, and also, one thing I was going to bring up for Tis the Season was something you brought up, Candace, is the 55 posts and pending on PCHD. Tis the Season, man. We're all busy as fuck.
We're trying, guys. We're trying. We got to work, too.
Right.
Or drive for 4 hours.
That's very... Right. That's very rare for us, though. 55 pending posts.
Right? And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And I even approved a couple this morning. Like, yeah, so like, damn. That's epic. Or we just got some really fucking active cheese bags.
Like, I guess. They're trying to hurry up and get their posts in between jobs.
Right, because by the time we get home, we'll be tired.
Right, we'll forget about it.
Speaking of Brad Harvey, the overlord of PCHD and my cheese father, he said the Scarlet Letter. It was mid-August, 2012. We were in the tech room at 6 a.m. The manager comes in, sees us, and says, you guys would probably have fewer cancels if you looked a little happier. The three of us got up without a word and walked towards the manager like a pack of zombies. He walked to his office backwards the whole way and shut his door. He never said anything that ridiculously stupid to us ever again.
Yeah. That's great. Happy. I know. When I read that, I was laughing because I could just see them all like,
Right? Like, dude, it's hot out here, bro. Okay.
Right? I don't want to look happy. Screw you.
You're dying. Right. I have to look happy in front of the client. In front of you. You can fuck off. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I'm happy in front of all my coworkers, but you know, mid-August, it's hot. If you want to look tired, look tired.
yeah. See, that's that time I was telling you, man. That's when the burnout starts to really set in. Mid-August, late August.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So I did get a submission from Chris Yandow. He said, I had a service today trying to catch a rat in a bedroom that avoided all my traps. Literally chased the thing for 2 hours. At one point, my service backpack is hanging on the bedroom doorknob, starts moving. This rat popped its head up out of the pocket of my service bag. This rat made me look like a total amateur.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I told him that it was like, that it, and it sucked. And it was also really funny because, like, what the fuck?
Right. That sucks. Surprise!
Hello!
Surprise, it's season!
Happy season!
I hate those... Right, I hate those moments where it makes you look like you're an amateur. And it's just like... But I'm not, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Good stuff. And also from the council, a Rick Wilhide gave us a story. He says not so much a story, but last year at the Big O, I ran the most stops I ever did in one day, 23 services, and I was out until 13 hours of being on route. Moved all of my exterior only services to the end of the night and was trading with a headlamp on. I did that once with the Donnie and Marie one I did. I had a headlamp on and I was out like checking rodent stations and doing shit. That was an epic summer.
Yep. Gosh. I've never been out that late. We've done the headlamps like in the morning for like certain locations, yeah, just so we can get them, you know, done, treated, mm-hmm, and everything before people start showing up. But never at night.
Right. It's so, like, and to work for those big companies and do that, sometimes it feels so embarrassing in front of the client because you're just trying to, like, appease your schedule and your boss and make money and stuff, and then you're like showing up at their door at 9 p.m. and it's, you're just like,
sorry,
hey.
I know your kids are probably, oh well, I guess commercial wouldn't have that, but you're knocking on somebody's
other company.
I say you're knocking, mm-hmm, on somebody's home door at 9 o'clock. They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I had a couple like, why? And I'm just like, because I'm in the area. And they're like, you could be in the area tomorrow. Like,
that's so bad. Like, how do you explain that without making your company sound like a complete piece of shit?
Yeah. There is none. Because, like, no. There's no excuse for that, yo.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's like the Segway bitches begging me to do services for them so that they can go home wherever they are at like 8:30 p.m. And it's like, I can't. I gotta go home. I've got family and shit. And they're like, please, I just want to go home. And I'm like, this is weird.
Me too.
Right. I don't like this. Jeez. Know.
And we haven't had any of the Segway people show up in our area yet. They're getting closer and closer. But they are not there yet. Maybe next summer.
Yeah. Right. I bet. I did want to show off a nifty tool that Candace and I both got one of. It's going to show backwards. But anyway... It's a bait station key tool thing. And Candace has one that she's ordered from elsewhere before, too. But she said hers doesn't have this one. But it says Pestrogen on it, and I'm super happy with it. But my friend Jameson, I feel like he told me a shorter name that he prefers. And I'm sorry if I butchered that, my friend. But anyway... He sent us a sample of his product to show you guys. So I think it's cool. one thing I thought was really, really cool is the little latch here, so you can tie something around it and you can like put it on you. I'll probably put it in my little pouch thing, but that's cool. And then he also sent us these belt holster bait things, which I keep messing that up. But it goes through your belt loops and you can wear it on your side. Both of these products I will show in TikToks and various things like while they're in action. But I think this one's really cool. This one's like bendy. So when it's on your hip, it like bends with your hip. Which
yeah,
it'll
like
really
fold
cool.
around.
Yeah, and it's got the little tips. You can put your different tips on it and stuff. It's cool. I can't wait to try it out.
That's handy.
But, I don't know if Bright, I don't know if y'all have seen him around on some of the Facebook pest control groups. But he's a really nice guy. I know he's been just networking and meeting a lot of us. And I'll put a link in with this video to his okay. products as well. But yeah.
That is pretty cool. That it's always fun getting like new things to see if mm-hmm. they'll work like out in the field, because it can be a great idea on paper. It's got to actually right. work in the field though.
Yes. Right. And I think, and this is what I told him for this one, is that the only time I will probably ever use this, or the most I would use it, is like a 30 room roach clean out situation where I'm going to have multiple tubes of, like any situation where I know I'm going to go through multiple tubes of bait, possibly yeah. need a spare tip, you know, on a regular one, I told him I'd probably just use my service bag, but to each their own, you know?
Yeah. You know, that's where all my baits go. They have their own pocket yeah. in my bag. I even yeah. have some in their own pocket in my rodent bag. Mm-hmm. Because hell, you never know when you're going to run into ants or something. And that's always what it is. I don't carry roach bait on me on the regular unless I know I'm going into a roach job.
Right.
Because, well, but I'm not just going to randomly stumble upon a roach here. We don't have outdoor right. roaches here.
Right. But ants, they pop out everywhere. Right.
Always.
And if any of you pretty pesties or pretty pesty listeners of the Pestigen podcast haven't heard of Tales from the Crawl Space yet, you better go check them out because they're hilarious. And me and Candace are their number one fans. So yeah, you got to go check them out because they're
definitely
they're great guys. Yes. They're our besties. And
yes.
our podcast, Big Brother Pest Perspectives, he just had Jasmine Pespro, who we've had on Pest Driven Podcast. You definitely should go check out our buddy Sean, because he's also the bomb diggity. And yeah.
And it gives you pest control from a different perspective again, because he's in the UK. So what
exactly.
they do there is completely different from here in the States.
Yes. Yep. And he's just so pleasant and kind. Like, I was listening to him with the Jasmine episode. He's just so friendly. And when y'all check it out, I sent in a little clip for him to play for Jasmine. But in that, I told him about how, like, he's just a fun guy to talk to because he's just so nice. So
he is.
Well, thank you guys for checking out the Pestigen Podcast, and go out and kick some ass.
Bye.
Bye.